Hi, I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be the host for this podcast today. This is my fifth episode of a podcast called Everything You Need to Know About the NFL. And today I'm joined by my friend Benjamin G. Welcome, Benjamin.
Hello, Zach.
Today we'll be talking about younger stars in the NFL and stars that are getting older, and we'll both share our opinion on these players. So, Benjamin, let's get started. First, obviously, the oldest quarterback in the NFL, Tom Brady. What are your thoughts on him, Benjamin?
Well, I think he's definitely one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and I do like that his courage to keep playing year after year, but I think he's getting old and his career is coming short, and Tampa Bay took a risk on signing him because I think his career might be over soon.
I agree, and in my opinion, he's not as good as he was in his prime, obviously, but
definitely
the way he plays the game has just kept him in the league all these years, and that's not going to fail him again. And he's just as accurate as he was in the prime after connecting with his targets 68.5% of the time this year, even with the damaged receiving core. However, in my opinion, his arm wasn't as good this year.
I also think he doesn't get injured very often, which is good for a team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Next is Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson has a long career ahead of him. He's just such a mobile quarterback. He's also a good pocket passer. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and the aspect is throwing on the run. He also has exceptional arm strength. However, he won't be as good this year after losing his best receiver and possibly the best receiver in the league, DeAndre Hopkins. What do you think of this blossoming star, Benjamin?
Yeah, I think he won't be as good without receivers, but coming out of Clemson, I knew he had a lot of chance to be a great quarterback. He's fast, he understands defenses, able to read them well, and I'm one of those guys who likes the quarterbacks that are able to not only throw but able to run in under pressure. So I think he's got everything that's needed.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Next, we have another player that's getting older. This one is definitely one of the oldest players in the NFL, and he is the oldest wide receiver in the league. So what do you think of 36-year-old Larry Fitzgerald, Benjamin?
I think Larry Fitzgerald's had a lot of injuries and is definitely near the end of his time in the organization. But he's got a chance this year to be with a good team. Playing with Kyler Murray, he's got a good chance this year.
Yeah, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Definitely.
In my opinion, he's getting slower each year. He's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And he's going to retire soon. He's still a very good receiver. Although he's going to lose some playing time this year because they acquired DeAndre Hopkins and they still have Christian Kirk, who's a good young receiver. So
definitely.
And then next is Lamar Jackson. He's one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's coming off MVP season. So, in my opinion, once he hits his prime, he'll easily be the best QB in the league. And he and Mahomes will rule the NFL. After all, he is younger than Joe Burrow. However, once he gets older, if he doesn't improve his pocket passing, he could be a worse-than-average quarterback. What do you think of this developing star, Benjamin?
I really like his speed, his ability to make this Ravens team, who was good, abnormally amazing, able to make them to the playoffs with ease. I mean, he just made that team really good, really fast. I like his playing style and everything.
Yeah, he makes defenses look like they're running in slow motion.
Definitely.
And that's fun to watch. Okay, now I've got a question for you. Who's your favorite wide receiver coming out of the draft, and how do you think he'll play in the NFL?
Ooh, definitely T. Higgins. I watched him at Clemson, and he was phenomenal. I watched him play Duke. I went to a game, and he just – every ball comes his way, he catches. He catches everything. His hands are massive, and I think he'll be a great fit on that Bengals team.
Yeah. He and Ayuk are the most explosive receivers in the NFL. And if you think about the Bengals offense, which I said in the last podcast, but it's just scary to think about as a Ravens fan. Like, over the next couple of years, they'll have Joe Burrow,
yeah,
Joe Mixon, who's a Pro Bowler the last couple of years, and then they'll have T. Higgins, AJ Green, if he's healthy and they don't trade him. And then they'll have Auden Tate and John Ross.
I think the biggest impact, though, right away as a wide receiver will probably be Jerry Jeudy. I think he's got a lot of quick potential, be able to start right away. I think he'll be great.
Especially on a damaged team.
Yeah.
I couldn't choose between CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy, like you said, but CeeDee Lamb's physicality, like, outrules everyone. His hands are incredible, especially for a budding rookie. And he'll definitely have a productive career in Dallas with a good quarterback in Dak Prescott. And he's one of the most NFL-ready wide receivers in the draft. He'll learn from Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup from Pittsburgh. And it was concerning when he only bench pressed 11 reps at the combine. And then Jerry Jeudy is easily the best route runner in the draft.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he's just an NFL-ready wide receiver. And then the other thing about CeeDee Lamb, it was very concerning when he only bench pressed 11 reps at the combine. But Jerry Jeudy's route running just puts him ahead of everyone else. So I guess if I had to choose, I'd probably choose Jerry Jeudy as the best wide receiver in the draft.
Yeah, I could agree with that statement. I just think that T. Higgins got a lot of upside. I think Jerry Jeudy's going to roam the NFL for a good solid couple years, be one of the best young receivers. I think T. Higgins is going to be an uprise late.
Yeah, it was a good pick. I was hoping the Ravens would take him in the second round, but I'd seen a lot of mock drafts with the Ravens taking him at 55, which they got from the Falcons for Hayden Hurst. But the Bengals took him with the first pick in the second draft in the second round. So, yeah. And then next is Patrick Mahomes. He has a cannon for an arm, and he's incredibly accurate. It also helps that he has Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce as his top four receivers. Yeah, I know Travis Kelce's a tight end, but what do you think about him, Benjamin? And is it worth the Chiefs building their team all around him?
I mean, I think he's an all-around amazing star. I, however, would not build the team around him because, as you said, he has so many weapons to throw to. Kelce, Hardman, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill. And it's just so easy for him. I mean, if Tyreek Hill's double-teamed, Mecole Hardman's open. If Travis Kelce's double-teamed, Sammy Watkins is open. They need to have a solid defense to build a championship team. As you saw, they gave up lots of points, but they still won because they had lots of targets on offense.
Yeah, their offense was great, and they made a move by signing Chris Jones.
Very helpful.
Yeah, although I think they could have gotten Clowney.
Yes.
Now, just curious, what quarterbacks do you think, just because you didn't think, you know, Mahomes should be built around, what quarterbacks do you think should be built around?
Oh, I'd build around Lamar Jackson, and I would also build around Russell Wilson. Those two quarterbacks seem like easy guys to build around.
Yeah. Also Deshaun Watson.
Definitely. I would put him on my list also.
And then next is Drew Brees. He came out of Purdue, and he's the second oldest starting quarterback in the NFL. His arm strength is incredible also, like Mahomes. And it helps that he has a great receiver in Michael Thomas. So what do you think of him, Benjamin?
I mean, I think he's amazing throughout his career. I think he's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, he's an all-around player. He's been around forever. Great arm. I just think it's near the end of the line for him. And I don't think he has as many years as Tom Brady had in the NFL, but he's a great quarterback.
Yeah. And then, by the way, when I said Michael Gallup went to Pittsburgh earlier or something like that, he went to Colorado State, so my bad.
You're good.
And also, we have time for one more. What do you think of George Kittle?
Ooh, I really like this guy's uprise. I mean, he started off as a not super known guy, made the Pro Bowl very fast, amazing player, all-around superstar. Could be a potentially big, important piece of the San Francisco offense if they don't have any receivers for a little while.
Yeah, I agree. He's just a freak of nature, and he mixes great hands with incredible speed for a tight end and incredible power. He's not only one of the best receiving tight ends, but he's also a great blocking tight end.
I agree with that statement completely. When they have Tevin Coleman or Matt Breida on the ground, the first block that's usually huge is the tight end, and George Kittle always seems to block perfectly.
Yeah. And then I thought that it was only fair that you could say a couple of people that you wanted to talk about. And if you have them, you could say them now. And I'm sorry for throwing you off guard.
You're good. I would say there are some people that are older in the league that aren't like super old-wise. I think some of the quarterbacks that could be on the older verge, like Matt Ryan, even Cam Newton, who's an all-around player, even though he's young.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger, definitely. I mean, every quarterback out there, I think there's just a lot of old ones, and I think there's a lot of new ones coming into the league soon. I see Trevor Lawrence starting in a couple years. See a lot of good guys coming up.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Oh, yes. Daniel Jones will be great in the future, I think. I think they need a couple wide receivers on that Giants team with Saquon Barkley getting the new Andrew Thomas offensive line, so they're helping that offense. But, I mean, they don't really have many good receivers, and they need that to build an offense.
However, Saquon is one of the best receiving running backs in the league. And I'd say he's probably the second best after McCaffrey. He's easily the best receiving running back.
But the same thing with both of those teams. Neither one of them have a star receiver they can go to. Devin Funchess, and, I mean, he's not a star. And, I mean, Sterling Shepard's good, but, like, he can't hold the whole team.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to my fifth podcast. And my next two podcasts, not in order, is an analysis of rounds 4 through 7 in the NFL draft, my season predictions with my cousin Carter. So make sure you like this podcast on Spotify. And if you haven't heard my first four podcasts, make sure you catch up with them on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and more. Thanks for joining me, Benjamin.
Thank you, Zach.
And thanks for listening.